The first year was extremely difficult, particularly the weeks following the crash, obviously.
This year just kind of, it's that milestone. It's the, we made it this far, we've come this far.
It is still very difficult, and I don't think it'll ever go away or ever change.
Lois Turner, Jason Bizak, and Sue Bird all lost people close to them in the tragic crash of Flight 5191. For Lois, it was her husband of nearly 30 years, Dr. Larry Turner, who was an associate dean at the University of Kentucky. Jason lost his mom, Carol, and Sue now carries on without her son, Brian.
He was the clown of our family. He always made us laugh. I think we miss that a lot.
Jason Bizak was the first person in his family to hear about the accident. Not a day goes by that he isn't reminded of the crash or of his mother, who had a deep love for animals.
Yes, I was angry, but I wasn't angry at a point that there wasn't a reason behind this. And, you know, the reasons that have come out since then have kind of played in the full effect. There was a reason, and just got accepted for what it was.
A few months after the crash, Lois and Sue, along with several other families, joined the Flight 5191 Memorial Commission. Their goal was to establish a permanent monument to honor the lives of the victims. That work often put them in the spotlight, and in the days leading up to the anniversary, Lois was inundated with interview requests from the media.
One thing that has been very comforting to me is that I still get to talk about Larry and share about him and his life. And so it's been a privilege for me to be able to talk about him.
Jason, who typically avoids public ceremonies about the crash, has also found strength in talking about his mom. He stays busy coordinating the Carol P. Bizak Memorial Foundation, which awards scholarships to college students pursuing a degree in animal science or veterinary medicine.
It's one of the last things that I have of my mother, and I get to work for something that I get to think of her every day in the manner of who she was as a person, what she did and what she loved, and to carry on her legacy like that, that's an honor.
Jason does plan to attend Saturday's ceremony at the UK Arboretum, where the sculpture of 49 birds flying toward heaven will be dedicated. Each family was given a small canister to place mementos, like a picture or note, inside the birds. The families won't know which bird is theirs, but the couples that were on the plane will be represented by two birds with touching wings. Lois Turner, Sue Bird, and Jason Bizak are just three of the hundreds of people who lost someone on Flight 5191. But they say the memorial goes beyond victims' friends, co-workers, and family members.
I think as well as recognizing and honoring the 49 lives that were lost that day, it's also a tribute to this community.
So I'm hoping when people go there that they don't view it as something sad, that they can remember how Lexington came together and how close we were and the love and support that we got from not only the people who knew us, but from the people who didn't know us.
I'm speaking on behalf of my family when I say we can't thank you enough for how you all treated us and pulled together for not only us, the other families as well.
The memorial ceremony will begin at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Arboretum in Lexington. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Brenna Angel.